This is Matt Rabel reporting for John Lothian News. Cboe Global Markets launched trading for mini VIX futures, which are one-tenth the size of standard VIX futures, on August 9, 2020. Within the first 3 weeks of trading, Cboe announced that over 100,000 contracts had been traded. In September, the average daily volume of mini VIX futures was reportedly 32,000 contracts traded, according to a representative from Cboe. I sat down with Ariane Crickey, head of derivatives and global client services for Cboe Global Markets, to talk shop about these new derivatives products. Once again, thank you for joining us. So I want to open things up here by asking, what use cases did Cboe design mini VIX futures for?
Yeah, thanks, Matt. There were several drivers behind Cboe bringing this product to market. First and foremost, we're building upon the success and popularity of our standard VIX futures contract, which, you know, enables investors to trade their views of the future direction of the expected volatility of the S&P 500. But second, and more importantly, we're seeing customer demand for a wider variety of tools to gain direct exposure to the VIX index. And I think I'd add, you know, there has been a general interest in mini and micro contracts for derivatives trading, one that we can't ignore. There's been a proliferation of mini products recently, and we feel that it's the right time to launch mini VIX. So I think in terms of to your question of use cases, we designed the mini VIX futures for, while not just a buy and hold investment, it can be used in two different fashions. One, it's a unique tool for risk management. The VIX index generally has a negative correlation to the U.S. equity marketplace and may add portfolio diversification or quite frankly, just known as a hedge against unexpected events. And I think this is a relevant tool for mini VIX futures. But I think also another reason that we hear a lot of demand for this product is to generate alpha. Mini VIX futures allows market participants to trade their own views on equity market volatility or trade around market events. Clearly, we've seen a lot of them this year, and we're faced with another one with the U.S. election. But for prop traders or CTAs or institutional investors, the VIX future tends to use the term structure, especially when there's an upcoming event. It can provide opportunities to potentially generate alpha through these strategies, whether that's calendars or roll-down strategies that can trade around a specific catalyst, like I alluded to with the election.
VIX futures are often used as hedging instruments. What sets VIX futures apart from other hedging instruments?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think that there's different reasons and rationales to be able to use VIX as a hedging instrument. Like I mentioned originally, that this point that I want to focus on is portfolio diversification. You know, there's, you know, a negative correlation between the movements in the U.S. equity markets place and volatility. And we understand even from our own proprietary products, people can use or trade directionally or hedge with our S&P index product. But the VIX isolates forward volatility or expected volatility of the S&P 500, which is a slightly different differential and diversification tool that we find would be more valuable when hedging maybe these uncertain events or in certain larger movements within the S&P 500. Because of that, we do think that the VIX index, whether that's the standard VIX futures contracts, mini VIX futures, or even our VIX options, allows customers to use those asset classes or those contracts to isolate volatility in particular and the exposure maybe their portfolio has to volatility to be able to hedge in a more nimble and distinct way.
So when did Cboe first conceptualize the mini VIX futures? Has it been in the works for a while?
The derivatives exchange, or the home of volatility, you know, we've been thinking about this for a long time. You know, Cboe's futures exchange, CFE, first launched mini VIX futures in 2009. But we believe at that time, we were slightly ahead of our time. Market participants back then wanted, you know, more prepackaged products. And what we saw was an explosion of those. We called them exchange traded products, ETPs, that would track the performance of VIX futures. And they've been generally a vehicle through which smaller market participants could trade volatility at the time. And these ETPs, although maybe slightly limited because they constructed a prepackaged strategy that provided long exposure or short exposure to volatility through a combination of holding front month contracts as well as second month contracts. But since that time, and why we believe the timing's right with mini VIX and our current VIX product, volatility trading has been evolved. I think customers have become smarter about trading volatility and recognizing that it's important that volatility is to be traded as an asset class. These you know, more sophisticated, smaller investors really wanted to develop how they could seek direct access to VIX futures, as I said. And I think that the mini VIX futures, they are able, as I mentioned before, able to construct their own views on volatility and to tailor their own volatility strategies. And it was that demand that we view that was the right time to relaunch this mini VIX futures contract.
Did the volatility over the past year inform the design or the desire to create and launch the mini VIX futures this year?
You know, I think, it's a really good question. I think there's two things. I think it's important to talk a little bit about the difference between mini VIX futures and the standard version. It's a scaled version of the large standard contract, meaning that it's 1/10 of the contract size. And we accomplished that by having 100 contract multiplier for mini VIX futures, whereas the standard contract has 1,000 contract multiplier. What that means and what I'm getting to in your answer is that it means that the mini VIX future just requires less capital to achieve exposure to the VIX index. You know, I think that both the likes of smaller sophisticated retail investors, CTAs, or even large proprietary institutional customers find reasons and means to use both of our contracts, both mini as well as the standard contract. Meaning, from an institutional perspective, you know, the directional use of a larger institutional client and the notional size that they're willing to deploy is valuable to be using a larger contract. Whereas the institutional customer, even sophisticated retail investors, might have less notional or smaller size or more defined strategies they want to allocate capital to a volatility strategy that the smaller contract would allow them to do and deploy that capital accordingly. So it was more so not just necessarily the underlying volatility in the marketplace. There was, you know, growing understanding, demand, and need for different types of contract sizes that allowed more participants to use our products.
So who have the mini VIX futures been most popular with?
Yeah, I think off the bat, you know, knowing that I've been talking a little bit about the demand, but from the start, we have a very strong institutional proprietary trading as well as market making community that is an active participant in our standard VIX futures contract. Those individuals have been active in both our VIX futures as well as our mini VIX futures. But what's been unique is with the smaller notional or smaller contract size that has allowed some of our smaller liquidity providers, middle and smaller tier liquidity providers, participate in providing liquidity from the start. So when I talk about the liquidity providers, immediately we probably had 24 firms on day one, on night one, be providing liquidity and active in this marketplace. But on the flip side, this not only appealed to those active trading community, we also had a diverse base of market participants. I kind of hit on it before, both the CTAs, the commodity trading advisors, but the sophisticated retail market participants. It's been those individuals where we've seen a positive customer feedback and a broad interest. And that demand continues to show daily as we've seen trading volumes grow. Within the first two weeks, mini VIX daily volume contracts surpassed 100,000 contracts within, like I said, by the end of August, especially when we saw some spikes in volatility. Today's volume has been well over 1 million contracts. While we have a strong liquidity providing and proprietary trading universe that is active in both contracts, more importantly, we're seeing a diversification of our institutional as well as retail customer base that is also showing strong demand for this product.
What are Cboe's growth projections for mini VIX futures like?
We get asked this question a lot. Clearly, we are not in a position to make any forward-looking projections, but we feel great about the demand and the start of this product thus far. It's intended to complement our established standard VIX futures product as well as our VIX options contract by attracting more and more and different types of firms to utilize this ecosystem. And clearly what's evident right now, and knowing that the liquidity and the strong screens and the quote quality has been fantastic, we do think that this would be a perfect complement to the growth story of our VIX franchise.
Will Cboe look at creating mini derivatives based off of its other products in the future?
You know, we are always considering new products. We're always evaluating the ecosystem of how and where it makes sense. You know, I think that there's always an appetite as more and more investors, one, get comfortable with derivatives, whether that's options or futures in general. And we've seen that this year, to add the next derivative or the vol of all of options, meaning the VIX or the implied vol contract. And I do think that the market is asking or potentially looking for VAT products to be listed on exchange. I think we'll evaluate the ecosystem to see what might be potentially next. You always want a product with a lot of liquidity to be successful, to make sure that the ecosystem is set to have a great marketplace. And there could potentially be a new one, but we are constantly evaluating, not one right now in the pipeline.
Well, great. I'm excited to see more in the future, and I'm sure I'm not alone. Thank you so much for your time today, Ariane.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, absolutely.